Sit your hairy ass down, let's go.
Right, okay.
Welcome to Would You Rather.
Would You Rather?
Huh?
Make your own up.
No, no. I don't suppose you listened to last week's, have you?
I missed it, no.
Oh, absolutely, it was interesting.
It was a bit ropey, I'll be honest.
I thought I'd go tame after my previous attempt at John Winding. John, why have you turned your back on me? I let your shoulder.
It was like a line that had been crossing.
And thanks to my...
I brought it well back in the line and dislocked, knocked it out of the ballpark.
To my brother. What was the question? It was, would you rather...
sleep with your mum in your girlfriend's body or your girlfriend in your mum's body?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was quite bad.
And Jesus.
Sam's now told his mum.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Mr. Rickens went into a lot of detail on this and a lot of thought.
No, mine made more sense. Because technically, you're not sleeping with your mum if she's not there in mind, is she?
I've heard technicalities.
I'll still stick by that. But
I'm not actually
going to do either.
I think I'm really glad I missed that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a hard choice, Si.
Who's going first?
I'll knock it off straight up there.
You knock it out straight
up. You're going to
knock one out. There's a new rule. You have to answer your own question first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after a bit of discussion, yeah.
Would you rather burn to death, or would you rather freeze to death?
Well, quite a simple one to start.
Simple, but...
Either way, you're going to suffer like mad.
But would you rather get it...
Do you die in the same amount of time in either both cases?
Yes. And I'm thinking, I think I'd probably rather freeze to death, because probably hypothermia is probably a lot better than burning.
I don't know, because if you burn, will that burn away your nerves, don't it? So it'll hurt like hell for a little bit, but then...
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but it was like...
But hypothermia put you to sleep.
Yeah, that's it. That's another thing, isn't it? Like
you'd go to sleep before you would die. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, I'd rather freeze.
Yeah, freeze.
Yeah, freeze. Pretty quick, easy one. Yeah,
freeze.
But you said it'd be the same amount of time for both of them. So if you're burning for the same length of time as you're getting hypothermia, so I'd probably.
To be fair,
freeze.
Dean burned to death in Keswick on
Saturday. He did.
I did, yeah.
He was out in the sun.
I can tell you,
he's not the only one.
He was in the sun for a full 45 seconds and burnt his face. You could see his sunglasses.
It's like somebody put his head under the grill.
He looked like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, with a band on.
It wasn't proper burn though. I'd love it if it was. It's gone down quite a lot now.
I think it's the light in here. I think you'll be turning brown, man, for the first time in your life.
No, that's a weird thing.
Okay. You did wear sunglasses.
No, I didn't.
None of my pictures I've got sunglasses on.
Your eyebrows must have been giving you a bit of shade on you.
It must have been the angle that was hitting my slapper.
You fucking hurt it.
Well, your eyes are in a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Right, who's next?
Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
What are you reading off the internet here?
Right. Would you rather... Yeah, I know you've got your phone out.
Whatever.
Right. Eat a cup of liquefied maggots or eat a whole raw chicken.
Liquefied maggots. Nice and easy.
Raw chicken? What? Like, just...
Either way, you're going to have a bad stomach.
Yeah, but raw chicken's going to fuck you up big time.
A whole raw chicken.
A whole raw chicken or eat a cup of liquefied maggots.
Well, what's your answer? Because you have to answer it first.
No, we have this.
It's like you're asking whether you want to poke your granny in the ass
I've decided. I was in two minds. I was like, do I go really rude or can't? From the last two questions, I think we need a bit of a ruder one. The rude one. Anyway, sorry. Go and answer it.
I think I'll have to go for the maggots, to be honest. Because, like you say, the chicken will give you fucking food poisoning and I could kill you.
Yeah.
You said a whole raw chicken. Would
you get food poisoning
and
maggots?
A whole raw chicken? How long would it take
good
to chew through that?
Well, they'll be full of protein and stuff, I guess.
Liquefied maggots, you could just down straight away and get rid of it.
A whole chicken's going to take a canny while, isn't it?
For the purpose of the podcast, I'd probably go for the maggots, but I know in real life, though, I'd probably go for the raw chicken because I wouldn't be able to stomach the maggots.
Could you stomach a raw chicken? No, it's not going to look like...
I know, but
Have you got a bad gag reflex, like?
Yeah, very.
Have you?
Very. And I know it would take me twice as long to drink a cup of liquefied maggots than it would me to eat a
proper
roast.
You just close your eyes and throw it down your neck.
No. It wouldn't.
I learned that from somewhere.
I don't know. I think I'll risk the food poisoning and death.
Nah, maggots.
Yeah, maggots would be quicker. I'd just have to, like I say, just think of something
pinchy
else.
Nose.
Think of England.
I think of watching I'm a Celebrity so many years, it's desensitized me to it as well, so I think
would
I could
it
do
smell?
It.
I think
good down maggots. Right,
man. It's all in the head.
Think about
we had this with you, didn't we? Because you won't eat black pudding. And it's black pudding and, like, you eat, like, when you eat bacon and stuff, you're eating its actual muscle and that, aren't you? You're eating its
blood.
Flesh, that's
yeah,
the word.
But there's a difference between eating the muscle and eating the meat and eating the blood.
No,
it's
not, though, is it?
Oh, babe.
No, it's not. And when you eat meat, sometimes you have a bit of the blood in there. Like,
no, well, I don't.
Wet blood.
You do? No, you don't.
No matter how...
You've never tasted it, right? I agree. When I first started eating it, I was like, ooh. But then I had some and it was like, wow, this is so nice. It is proper tasty.
No, I can't. No, I'm gonna...
It's all in the head, man. Milk,
eating
milk's
blood.
Come out of the bloody cow and stuff, hasn't it? Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, eating blood.
And if you'd never drank that before and grew up with it, you'd probably be a bit weird with that. It's
just the fact that you're eating animals' blood.
Eating the animal.
What, right, hang on. This has got nothing to do with chicken or maggots. Chicken or maggots.
Right.
We went a little bit off topic there, didn't we?
Sorry.
I feel sick.
Well, no, it was on topic. It's the same. Anyway.
Well, it is.
Dane, chicken or maggots?
Oh, maggots.
Maggots.
For me.
John Maggots win, then, right, Coleman.
Wait.
We'll go for Dane.
Kind of.
Mine kind of builds up to yours.
All right, okay. I think we're going to go a bit ruder now, isn't it?
Oh, no. Can we go topical, Dean?
I'm going to go a bit topical.
Yeah, we can rely on you for this.
I'm going to go a bit topical, I think.
Theoretically speaking, of course.
You need to listen to the last episode, because it was
topical
last time, wasn't it?
I always try to be topical.
John with his hand on the loo.
So after the weekend that we just had, and all my talk about softcore porn videos and things, it got me thinking.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck me.
It got me thinking.
Remember, I've got a three-year-old upstairs.
Oh no, well, it's not going to be too dirty, but got me thinking, would you rather, have sex with I'm talking about a stunning, gorgeous woman, right, every single day,
right,
but have absolutely no money whatsoever, you're living like a homie, you're crawling around the gutters, you know, but you have sex with a beautiful woman once a day,
right,
or never have the sensation of sex or anything else ever again. But have wealth.
Have
the most money that you've ever had in the world.
Basically, John, Dean's just asking if you want some cash.
Describe my life, then.
Well, except that you're skinned.
So wealth, but never having sex or pleasure ever.
Did you just say his wife's ridiculously gorgeous? And
I know, yeah.
Is that what,
you
was
just
that
really,
a compliment
you did.
No.
No, you did.
Oh,
no,
it kind of was.
Listen, no.
I mean, that's a good thing. That's lovely.
Listen.
Yeah, back it out of this one, group.
If you listen to the question again, Dean... Or was it to say, never have the pleasure of sex again, but
yeah, so
have loads of money?
Yeah.
So I said, all he needs is no money.
You said money?
Yeah.
All he needs is money, didn't you?
Yeah. So, you're already
so
getting
that
the
means
no sex.
So that means
you're
and your wife's beautiful.
No. It means
which is what you've just said.
No, it means he's already getting the no sex, he just needs the money bit to make that bit true.
That's what you meant.
Oh, I got you there, right. I've got you.
Right.
Got you.
Fucking hell, mate.
Now the reason it's topical is not just the softcore porn videos. It was because we met those homeless people and he had that beautiful woman he was banging every day.
You do think about this very well.
You were thinking about his missus.
She was lovely. She was clean. She was she had lovely hair. I don't know. Her hair was particularly.
She did have nicer hair than John. She was much better.
I thought Halloween had come early, mate.
John still fucking chatting her up.
And I hope.
Well, first I saw it, post it on his wall. He had a Facebook. How does he have a Facebook wall anyway?
No,
he lives on the street. With no,
that's what he's saying. He's never posted anything on it.
Someone made
Somebody
it.
Set it up and people posted for him.
Fuck that.
Oh.
But yeah, so yeah, come on. It's a hard one.
Yeah, but I mean, the only thing is, though, I mean, you might not have I mean, just imagine having all the money in the world. Yeah, you might not be bothered about sex and what have you, but just imagine what you could do with all the money, though. See the world, buy what you want.
Sex is very ingrained in our lives, isn't it?
You just got buy a prostitute.
Not yeah, but, lives.
But you're not interested in sex, though, so the prostitute wouldn't be.
Oh, you're not interested?
No, you can't feel the sensation ever again. But you have all the money in the world.
So would you miss it though?
If
you've never had it before, how can you miss it?
No, let's say, right, we're going to go down the line.
You know what it's like.
Right now, all of a sudden, I can't have sex ever again. Sure, which is a possible...
Which is how your life is looking.
So basically, I just become a millionaire.
So imagine if your bits are just suddenly chopped off now.
Oh, hang on.
But you've got all the money in the world.
Now you're saying dissection. Now we're changing it here.
I'd rather be homeless than shag the best woman.
But no matter how gorgeous this woman is, right... Eventually, she's just another number.
Hang on. What I'm thinking of is right, this woman. This
eventually, she's going to wear out.
Is this good-looking woman have a job?
No, you're not allowed any money. So you've got to live on.
No, you're a tramp. Yeah, she's not giving you money.
You've got to live in the outdoors life basically all the time. You don't have any money for houses or cars or.
I'm only understanding this as a boyfriend and girlfriend.
You can still eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's not giving you anything.
Apart from sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once a day.
The fucking bitch.
And she's absolutely stunning.
That's like society today. It's just gone really silent all of a sudden, why?
To be honest, so I'll be quite, like, once I've finished having sex, she's gonna be like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So it'd be a big issue for me.
So you could still have sex but not have the sensation.
No, you just don't have sex.
See, he's changed the fucking
You just don't have sex ever again.
Yeah.
You've got your memory of having sex and stuff.
You've got the memory of you know what you're missing, but you never have that feeling
again. You can't even help yourself.
No,
I know your bits chopped off.
You can't go through it.
We've lost our bits. We've lost our bits. We've had our penis.
To make it simple, yeah. We've lost your bits.
Well, you could always bumhole yourself, I suppose.
Bumhole yourself. You can't. What?
John sounds like you sound like you're trying to justify.
Would you get pleasure from bumhole?
It sounds like you're trying to justify.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
Well, you could always maybe possibly try it.
There's other ways you could. But I don't
know. No, there isn't.
Oh god.
Okay, then isn't there?
You like, don't get that sensation ever again, no matter what it is. You
can't answer this. Otherwise, we'll be going here all week.
He didn't answer it.
Well, this is really difficult. To be honest.
It is a difficult one, but I think being a bit older and.
No, a bit.
A bit older. And, you know.
I'll just give us a fucking answer.
I've been single for a while and this, that, and the other. I think I'd probably go with the wealth. Sex. I think I'll go with the wealth.
So you're not,
fucking bastard. You've used this as a plug.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody interested, please contact us because Dean's looking for a
fucking deal.
Oh,
we should do that. We should get people.
Anyone between 40 and 60.
I must end it to you, Dean. Well done.
Wouldn't that be a love, like a podcast love?
We could do it. We could have people ring in.
But hang on a minute. You're not filtering out the hopefuls. I know what you lot are like.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do it for you.
At popcorn_media on Twitter. If you're very, 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 very lonely, contact us. That wasn't a dig.
KevUgly.com.
I would not go on a blind date that you guys have set up.
Oh, please. We could podcast
the
it.
The girls to that set you
up. Right, all right. I'm worried that I'm going to jinx.
Said Dean on blind date.
I'm worried that I'm going to kind of set the rest of my life in stone by saying no sex ever again.
Well, we all know that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's a very big possibility.
Rick,
that
I would just, like, it's going down.
So I might as well just get a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just
get a lot of money. But that means, like, you're not, like, big. Oh, but.
Just give me the money. Just give me the money.
Sex is wonderful.
Give me the money.
So, swim pools and.
Right.
Zip lining. Stuff like that. Go on, Graham, what do you reckon?
Money.
Money, no sex.
Yeah.
Simon.
Really?
Yeah, money. Give me money.
Forget I'm going to be a tramp for the rest of my life and shag a beautiful woman. Surely I'm still getting food and stuff. So
oh, yeah, you're still getting your food. You're just living the outdoor life.
Hang on. How could you be a tramp if you're getting food?
Out of bins and stuff.
Beg,
yeah. That tramp we met was pretty happy. I think he was happier than most of us. And he's been homeless for 27 years.
This tramp managed to afford a ticket to go onto a boat around the lake. It can't be that fucking
cost planet. 27.
No, can't be that 27. And you see all the money in his hat last night. Yeah, he had a lot of pile of money in his hat.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
Bumped into him on
it was kind of like overflowing. Mm. I'm in the wrong fucking
And he had about five people surrounding him talking to him. Yeah. It seemed pretty. It's
past your bedtime, John.
Yeah, all right then, I'll go for the money.
John, I've said I'll be a tramp, shag a beautiful woman.
You are a tramp, and you won't shag a beautiful woman.
Well, if I'm gonna get
to be fair, fed, he's used to having no money now anyway. We pay for him, so
just him or for John.
All I need is Xbox Live, 55-inch TV, set for life. Okay.
No sex. Right, John.
Burning why you want
the money. I think the money.
Oh, no sex, I reckon.
Yeah.
Right. I'll do mine.
That could be a win.
I'll do mine. I feel mine's going to be slightly tamer than yours.
Right, hold on. Okay.
I'm just going to open my notepad.
Notepad.
My notepad. Oh, yes. Would you rather have pubic hair for teeth or teeth for pubic hair?
What the fuck?
This goes back to something that...
Right, okay, let's think about this. So pubic hair for teeth, you're not going to be able to eat much.
No, you're going to be, yeah. It's going to be soft.
Does the pubic hair fall out and stuff as well? So you're going to always have hair in your mouth. No one's going to... No one's going to kiss a girl ever again.
Yeah. No one's going to want to
But they'll only find that out once they're in bed and it's too late and they're getting ripped to shreds down there. But like, it doesn't matter, they've got that far. You know what I mean?
As long as you brush the teeth down there, be all right.
Yeah.
You could always put your
file. How many are down there? Just like a pile of teeth.
Yeah.
File them. You can file them. File them down.
Yeah, but they continually grow, don't they?
Well, file them down again then.
Your teeth.
Down. Yeah, it's going to be a.
Oh, like pubes, yeah. So they'd grow and grow.
Yeah. Well, as long as they're like clean, white, and pearly, I don't see the problem.
A big sander, like.
Yeah.
That's dangerous down there, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, be careful then. I would go for the teeth downstairs.
That teeth downstairs, because I don't ruin my food. I'll never pull ever. Yeah, but like it's gonna be a lot harder.
Imagine no teeth downstairs as well. Imagine what kind of party trick you could do with that. Dancing and making jangling sounds.
Watch me eat this melon and fuck it.
Eat her out.
Nah, it's got to be teeth downstairs for me. Like.
Never like that before. Right? That was nice and easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We all answered?
Yeah.
Good question, though.
Thanks.
Right. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life?
I know this question.
Yeah, like, I know. But we haven't had it. And I thought, this is one we should... Get out the way.
This was going to be mine if we were going that
far. I was going to actually do this.
It's a very, everyone knows it, but I think it's a good question. Or join in once and stop it.
What the
fuck? He keeps bringing his mum into this. I think he's got underlying issues.
That's why nearly.
I can't wait for Sam to listen to this one.
No, not like that.
Mummy's at it again.
Mum, listen what old Richard said.
He's perverted.
Sally, how have you not disowned him yet?
She has, that's the thing.
Jesus.
She's tried. Keep coming back.
I'd have to watch. I couldn't physically do it. No, I'd have to watch it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't join in.
You're watching it for the rest of
your life. Every day. So that's going to have a massive effect on your life. Every day for however long they're going to be doing it for, you have to sit.
You're going
to
be mentally scarred.
You can't go out. You can't go on holiday and stuff unless you take them with you. You can't have a night out because they might be wanting to do it there.
You're not bringing your mum and dad.
It's always on a night.
Hang on, lads, I'll be out in a minute.
Oh, God.
It doesn't say you have to watch it. It doesn't say you have to watch it live, though, does it? It doesn't say you can't.
Like, yeah, you have to sit and watch them have sex when they're like when they.
I thought it was like a videotape.
No, you're sat in the room watching them over the bed. You can't like you're at the end of the bed just watching.
Pause, rewind.
Oh my God, it sounds like a fucking horror movie.
Oh, just once. horrible, but it's out the way done, and you can get on with your life.
Get on with your life. I think I'd rather revert back to Dean, chop my dick off, and have £1 billion.
I'm just. It will ruin your life if you have to watch them every single day for the rest of your life, because you can't do anything. You couldn't go away, could you? That's what I mean. Like you wouldn't have any social life because.
Christmas would never be the same.
I think secretly Rick's got issues.
You have some parents which have a lot of stamina, and you've got some parents that won't have much stamina because it depends on the age of them and this, that, and the other.
Well, they have to be having sex every day.
Why is looking into this far too fucking seriously? Stamina, where are we getting stamina from?
It makes it a point. I mean, sometimes there might be only a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it might be a couple of minutes, so it might be going
out. The rest of EastEnders or something.
Might like having to go for a good hour.
Oh, they could go forever.
You've got to sit there for an hour.
Or join in once.
This is hypothetical.
I know what I would do.
I would do it
just the once, right, to get it over and done with. Blindfold myself, earplugs in, done.
No, they're not options.
I don't care. These are the options.
You've got to watch it.
Fuck that.
You've got to know what you're doing.
No, not a chance. Blindfold, earplugs.
What happens if you accidentally stick it in your dad instead of your mum?
Oh!
Tough. If it happens, it happens. It's out of the way, isn't
it? Oh, dear. Can we just say, right, can this be the last parent theme day?
Yeah, that's my last one.
Ever
again.
Right, so I'm doing it just the once with the blindfold and the earplugs, right? Who's next?
You'd have to get it out of the way, wouldn't you?
Rick's meant last week first.
Yeah, you would have to get it out of the way. One night of your, like, life.
It's not even a night.
It's just 10 minutes or something.
What happens if you die the next day? then you've effectively fucked your parents.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but you can't. You don't know you're going to die the next day.
I take a fucking rider.
just get it out of the way.
Graham?
Yeah, it's got to be done, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe if you drink like 6 Jaegers.
Can I just say, have you seen my fucking mother?
You'd see her every night if you didn't shag her. That's what I'm saying, do you know what I mean?
For side, if he was the fucking end of the shotgun. Oh, God.
What are you going for, like?
Fucking one night only, innit?
You're all disgusting.
Fucking vile.
Bloody thank goodness curves. Our parents don't go on
you
social are,
you
media.
You asked the fucking question to get.
Twice in 2 weeks, Rick said he wants to shag his mum.
No.
Which of you are disgusting?
Not go there, that is vile. It's,
I feel, what he is, what it is.
You can come up with it.
Yeah, but I'm not over thinking like that. I'm
sure it is once over with, right, okay then. Is that it?
That's
it?
All of them.
That's it.
Ching, 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 ching. Thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, it was good,
yeah.
That.
Thank you. You see, I could do my little.
That was good.
Tune in for the podcast, the main podcast, which is Popcornography. Do a little search, find that if you like movies, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. We got Popcorn Wars, which is a good one. So listen to that as well, and we'll love you, maybe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao. You sick individual.